You're listening to Precious Love by Ramona Fransson, translated and read by Judith Bork. Are you out of your mind? How many times have I told you that you have to have your helmet on when you're riding your bike? Don't you care about what's in your head? But, Mom, I just took it off for a minute. The boy stood beside his shiny new bike and dug his heel into the gravel. Did she really have to say this right in front of his friends? Now put it on and do it now. Okay, okay. Mumbling a few unintelligible words under his breath, he put the helmet back on. When he looked over at his helmetless, grinning friends, he already knew what he was going to do as soon as he was around the corner. Miriam sighed as she watched her son bike down the road, helmet on, and turned to walk back into the house. The phone was ringing when she got inside. "Hi, honey." It was her husband, Daniel, curious to know what they were having for dinner. As she talked with him, she could feel the irritation over her son's carelessness start to run off her. Catching her own image in the hall mirror, she was surprised to see that her skin had a pinkish glow from working outside in her rose garden, even though it was the end of July. Her dark blue eyes sparkled, and she had a band of freckles over her turned-up nose. Her long, thick, chestnut-brown hair was tied up in a knot to keep it off her back in the hot summer day. After she hung up, she went out to the kitchen and sat down at the breakfast table, where the Gothenburg Daily still lay, since she'd only glanced through it in the morning. Why did Gothenburg only have one morning paper? Stockholmers had more than one to choose from. But then that was the big metropolis, she thought sarcastically. She pushed the paper aside and looked out over the garden. The roses were in full bloom in an array of different colors. Pink, red, yellow, and the latest addition, purple. They were so beautiful. Miriam had chosen types with a lot of fragrance, and they smelled strongest after a rainfall. But it hadn't rained now for almost 2 weeks, and she had to water the garden daily. The apple tree caught her eye. It was over 30 years old and stood at the center of the garden with its branches sticking out in all directions. Even though the apples weren't ripe yet, they were already large enough to weigh the branches down. Her thoughts went back to her childhood and all the times she'd eaten the tree's large, red, delicious fruit. Once, when she must have been about 10 years old, she'd taken so many huge bites that the juice just ran down her face, and she remembered her mother wiping it off with her apron and the laugh. Every fall, her mother had spent hours in the kitchen baking delicious apple pies and making applesauce. But then a day came when she didn't have the strength to do it anymore. Miriam never did much with the fall apples now. She left them for the children and their friends. Her work consumed most of her hours, and as a district nurse, she was always responsible for more patients than should be possible. There was never enough money to hire more district nurses, and finding the necessary resources for each patient was an incessant balancing act. She couldn't feel that her job was designed to meet people's needs. It felt more like a task to be performed in a way that would require the least amount of time possible. She was on vacation now, but knew that they could call any minute and ask her to fill in. The last 5 years they'd called much too often, and for Miriam it was almost impossible to say no when they begged her to work extra. Gazing at the old apple tree made her suddenly realize that she hadn't been to visit her parents' grave for several months. Maybe there would be time the day after tomorrow. She tried to visit the cemetery regularly, but after a glance at the clock, she realized that she wouldn't make it this day either. In an hour, Daniel would be home from work, and they'd start barbecuing. She walked over to the large pantry to see if there was any wine left from their last trip to Kiel. It was refreshingly cool in there, and the shelves were filled with jars of pickled beets and different jams.